A stark warning for Americans in Ukraine. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News.
We encourage all American citizens who remain in Ukraine to depart immediately. We want to be crystal clear on this point. Any American in Ukraine should leave as soon as possible, and in any event, in the next 24 to 48 hours.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, as he says, Russian President Vladimir Putin is in the window of where he could invade Ukraine, though he emphasized he doesn't know what Putin will do. Fox's Steve Harrigan is in Kyiv.
This government of Ukraine has stressed there will be no Russian invasion. The U.S. is fear-mongering. The U.S. is going to tank our economy. Stop talking about it. Don't even say the word imminent anymore. When you talk to people on the street, some people are preparing. They're training as civilians, learning how to use rifles. Others are packing their bags, filling their gas tanks, getting ready. But most people think this is not going to happen. This cannot happen. It's hard to imagine.
President Biden has ordered another 3,000 troops to Poland, and four destroyers have arrived in Europe to further bolster NATO forces. Phoenix police have identified the man who shot his ex-girlfriend, then ambushed officers as they tried to rescue a baby left outside of the home as 36-year-old Morris Jones.
This government of
this kind of violence has no place in our city. And it continues to happen over and over again in this community and in our country.
Police Chief Jerry Williams, five officers were shot, four others were hurt. Police say Jones shot his ex-girlfriend inside the home. She later died. Jones barricaded himself inside the home and kept officers at bay for several hours. He was found dead from a gunshot wound. The baby, which police say belonged to Jones, and the woman was not hurt. The FDA is holding off on the push to speed Pfizer's COVID shot for kids under five, now saying more research is needed to determine if young children would need two shots or three. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Another brewing sex abuse scandal for the Catholic Church in Europe.
On the heels of similar investigations in France and Germany, a committee looking into child sex abuse in Portugal's Catholic Church says 214 people have come forward with allegations in its first month of inquiries. The oldest alleged victim was born in 1933, the youngest in 2006. The committee says the complaints involve decades of secret psychological torment. A full report is due at the end of the year. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
The Connecticut State Supreme Court has adopted a congressional redistricting plan that makes mostly minor changes to the boundaries of the state's five districts, including some adjustments to communities that were already split between multiple congressional districts. But it leaves in place an awkward boundary drawn 20 years ago, dubbed the Lobster Claw, in the Democrat-heavy first district. Dave Chappelle has clarified his stance on his opposition to a housing development near his hometown in Ohio.
Earlier in the week, Chappelle threatened to pull the plug on his plans to open a comedy club in the state because of a proposal for a nearby Yellow Springs development.
I am not buffing. I will take it all off the table. That's all. Thank you.
Chappelle was one of several residents that spoke out against the project. His spokesperson, Carla Sims, said Dave Chappelle didn't kill affordable housing. Concerned residents and a responding village council killed a half-baked plan which never actually offered affordable housing. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A study published by federal highway safety officials finds car crashes and traffic deaths decreased in Utah after the state enacted the strictest drunken driving laws in the nation. The study suggests Utah's roads became safer after the state lowered the legal limit to 0.05. Crash and fatality rates also fell in neighboring states, but not as much as in Utah. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.